Hold on. Give me a second.
Time to start the news, Greg. Come on, buddy. Put the cigarette down. There you go.
Let's put a cigarette out.
All right.
Oh, we're good. We can start. Welcome to the news with, I'm Greg. I'm here to tell you the news. Welcome to the Taco Tuesday, guys. You know what, Ted? Have you talked to the what's their names again?
Nutso and Chuck.
That's their fucking names.
Yeah, Nutso.
Nutso and Chuck. What kind of name is Nutso?
They're rappers, so that's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rappers. Don't really listen to rap music. You know, last time I listened to rap music, what year was it? The Beastie Boys. Huh? They still around, the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, they're still around. Two of them,
huh?
Yeah.
One died, huh?
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yep.
We all die, though, when you think about
that
it.
That is true. We all die.
How'd he die?
Cancer.
Not good.
Not good.
Don't tell me which one. It would be a surprise.
All right.
The Beastie Boys. I guess news to me, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, what kind of music? What kind of music you listen to, Ted?
Pop music, mainly.
Pop music. Well, I can see that.
How about you, Greg?
No. It depends. I dabble. I like to listen to a little bit of this, a little that, you know. Jazz music. I like Kenny G. Mariah Carey. You know, I really like Mariah Carey, you know. Not because she looks good, you know. She's just a great voice. I don't know. Difference for me. It depends on the day, I think, right? Classic rock one day. Next day, I'm listening to jazz. Next day, I'm listening to, I don't know. I like Elvis Presley. So he's been one of my... Anyway, let's get to the news. That's what we're here for. Now we're not here to talk about my music stylings and tastings. We're here to talk about the news.
The news.
And that's what I want to talk about. Anyway.
Let's
get back to it. Let's start with the lead story. Lead story is always going to be the same damn story. I tell you right now. It's always going to be the same goddamn story. Israel, Hamas, going at it. I don't know when it's going to ever stop. People are protesting now here in the United States. They're going crazy. And I don't understand that either. You know, you're protesting here in the United States. For what? What are you going to do? What is it going to do? Huh? What is it going to do? It doesn't matter what side you're protesting on. What is it going to do? Here in the United States, I'm going to be honest with you. People here don't care. They don't care. Okay? They just don't care. You don't live there. Clearly, you don't want to be there. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to live in Palestine or Israel, or else you live there. Right? But you don't care enough. You live here in the United States, right? And then you're waving little flags around and you're like, oh, you gotta pick a side. Don't pick a side. Let me tell you, people, don't pick a side. Don't even be involved. Just get out. Just leave it alone. Because when you pick a side, then they, oh, you this, it's your fault. First of all, like, as for me, who's fucking, how would I have fault about anything? I mean, over there, it's always been kind of crazy. You know, it's always been kind of crazy. And it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. If I'm there, if I'm not there, if I'm involved, not involved. I'm never going to be involved, but if I'm just saying, in general, you know what I mean? It's like people blaming politicians for this type of incident or the president. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense because you can't control the actions of people that want to hurt themselves, hurt each other, whatever it is. You know, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Okay. So it's going to keep going, and we're going to keep watching, you know? That's all. We're going to keep watching. Our eye on the prize, right? Is that not a prize, but you know what I mean? I guess for some people it's a prize, depending on what the outcome is going to be. But it's kind of crazy. It really is crazy. I think they should just stop. They just, you know, negotiate something and make it work. But it seems like all they want to do is fight. Like my stupid bitch ex-wife. You know, my bitch ex-wife, she called me the other day, right? And she's like, hey, the kids want you to take them to Disneyland. And I was like, the kids... First of all, the kids are old. Why don't you take them to Disneyland? What the fuck do I got to take them to Disneyland for? First of all, I already pay you on a monthly basis for you to do whatever the fuck it is you do. I don't know what the fuck you do. And you got the kids, right? You wanted the kids, you got the kids, you had responsibilities, right? To take them to the fucking park. Not that I don't want to go to the park. I it's kind of fun. But you wanted the kids, you fucking take the kids to the park. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying, Ted, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah, you get it. And it's like one of those things where it's like, you can't win with her, right? She's a dumb bitch. You can't win with her. And then she's like, well, you wanted to have the kids and your responsibility. And I'm like, hey, listen here. We went to court and I was like, I'll take the kids, okay? Because the kids will be better with me because I'm a better parent, all right? All you want to do is be a floozy, right? A stupid, you want to just forget about it. And then you got the kids, and when the kids want to do something, you always call me to do something with the kids, to take the kids here, take the kids there, take the. You take the kids to Disneyland. Are you listening right? I hope she's listening right now. You think she's listening, Ted? She better be fucking listening.
Don't think so.
You take the fucking kids, okay? You fucking take the kids. Leave me the fuck out of this, all right? I'm the neutral party here, all right? I'm like the guy that's watching the protests from across the street, and people are waving their flags and asking if, well, what are we going to do for whoever it is? And I ain't going to do shit for you. I'm going to sit over here? Well, you take the kids to Disneyland. Why don't you fuck off, bitch? Huh? That's my ex-wife. I'm sorry about that. But she's also news to me because she's always headline news. She's always fucking something with that bitch. I swear to God. Anyway, the actor strike is over. It's about time. And now they're getting back to make the movies I want to see. I want to see a lot of movies. I like movies. So hopefully they get back to making the movies. And I can go back to watching movies in the dark by myself. And no fucking kids, no wife, no nothing. Just enjoying my entertainment. And, you know, Dad, what movie are you most anticipating the way with the strike is over?
Deadpool 3.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Do you want to see that one?
What do you want to see?
I do want to see that one. That's a good one. I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm pretty sure there's some type of mobster movie or gangster movie or something like that. Superman. I want to see Superman. That's what I want to fucking see. I like Superman. Do you put fucking Superman on the theater? I'm going to watch it. I like Superman. I don't know. Superman, my guy. You know? Anyway, so the strike is over. They could go back to making the movies, and I can go back to watching the movies. So hopefully that all works out, and it's good, and everybody makes their money. They're happy. Shut the hell up. You're playing pretend on TV and on so forth for my entertainment. If there's no such thing as movies, I'd probably still somehow find some type of form of entertainment. So just fucking be happy you're getting paid to fucking play pretend. Okay? Good. Anyway, so there's that. You know, there's that. Right, Ted? Yeah, I know. I understand. I say play pretend, but that's really what they're doing. They're playing pretend. I mean, think about it. You grow up your whole entire life so you can play as somebody else in life. Pretend. You know? But then again, that's kind of what life is also, right? I mean, when you're at home, you're probably more like yourself. And then when you're out and about, you play pretend, right? Like when I'm out and about, people are like, oh, Greg, oh, you're the news guy. To be the news guy, you know? So when they come up to me and they're like, oh, can we take a picture? I'm like, Gaza, Israel, what do you want to know about the news? Right? It's like, it was gonna be the news guy. So I tell him the news. That's what it is. Anyway, the president, Joseph Biden, he met with the Xi Jinping, China. And well, hopefully they're okay. Hopefully it went okay, right? No more trouble with the Chinese, right? Because the last president, he was like, talking a lot of shit about the Chinese. And that's not, you know, don't talk shit about people. It's not very nice. You know? This is about my ex-wife. You can talk all the shit you want. If Joe Biden came out and did a speech on television, and it was about my ex-wife, I'd record it. I'd watch it over and over and over and over. I'd fucking send it to all my friends. Like the president. He talking shit about my ex-wife. Fucking greatest speech of all time, I tell you. I'd write it for him if he really needed my help. Hopefully it happens. We'll see. Anyway, so there's that. You know, so you got crazy stuff going on. I mean, you know that Tesla can't even make the new truck, the Cybertruck. They can't make it. It's too expensive. They can't make the parts. They can't make the frames. Nothing. They lost so much money the last quarter. They lost so much money because they were promising and they weren't delivering. And then the truck's not coming. It's not coming. It's not coming. My ex-wife used to say that to me all the time. You're not coming. It's like, you dumb bitch. You shut the fuck up and you take it. Okay? You fucking take it. But hey, it's a whole different thing. Anyway, so there's that. Did you see the hey Ted? Did you see that the thing? Did you see that the senator? He tried to fight with the union guy on TV.
Did you see that? Yeah.
That was wild, man. He tried to the union guy. He's kind of like a union mob boss type of guy. You know, he's a big guy. He's what's that guy that Jimmy Hoffa? Jimmy Hoffa. Supposedly, people say they don't know what happened to Jimmy Hoffa, but the word is that Jimmy Hoffa, he was shot. He was put in a car. The car was put in one of those compactors that crush cars. And then the car got buried. Something to that effect. Jimmy Hoffa. A good movie, The Irishman. You see that movie?
I did.
It's a good movie. So for some parts, you know. But it's a good movie. Anyway. The senator wants to fight the union guy. Live on TV. Like, calls him out. Like, and he's ready to throw down. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. Unbelievable what people do these days. Anyway. So there's that. Our boy Donald Trump, he's still, having trouble in court. We'll see how that goes. He's not really my boy. When I say my boy, I mean, in a very funny way, you know, because he's a crook. He's no good. He's a piece of shit. But I don't want to say nothing bad about him. But he's not looking too good for that guy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ted, you like Donald Trump?
Not really, no.
Not so much. Yeah, me too. But it's okay. People like him. If you don't like him, if you want to vote for him, do it. I don't care. It's not my business. Anyway, there's that. And also Tim Scott. You know Tim Scott? Tim Scott is a black guy. He's running for president. He dropped out the race already, though. He's not very good. He dropped out. A couple of guys already dropped out of the race. They don't wanna... First of all, here we go. The political take. No one's going to beat Donald Trump on the Republican side. This is not going to happen. Why are you wasting time? Don't waste the time. Chris Christie, I like the guy. He's real fat, but I like him. And he talks a lot of shit about Donald Trump. And a lot of truths. But you know what? Not going to win. Don't waste the time. Don't waste your time. You're better off taking all that money you fundraised, put it to the gym. Go to the gym. Lose some weight, maybe come back, you know. But you know what? They're not really. When you think about it like this, not a lot of fat presidents, you know. Not a lot of fat presidents. Most presidents are skinny. Now Donald Trump, fat guy. I just thought about that. He was a fat guy, but everybody had a guy. Obama, skinny. Clinton, skinny guy. Bush, skinny. The current guy, Joe, skinny guy. Who else we got? Carter, skinny guy. JFK, skinny guy. Who else? I'm trying to think of all the guys. But you have to go all the way back to somebody like Roosevelt. I think Roosevelt, right? He's a fat guy. I think he was a fat guy. Taft, fat guy, huh? And Trump, fat guy. But, yes, presidents aren't really fat, you know? They're not fat guys. Now, my ex-wife, fat bitch. No, she's not, but let's call her that anyway, because she pisses her off, you know? Dumb fat bitch. Anyway. That's that. And there's a lot of... Oh, here's another thing. Yeah, this one's wild, huh? The UFC got Bud Light as a sponsor. Bud Light. You know what people say about Bud Light? It's like the woke beer, Bud Light. But the UFC is supposed to be for the right people, for the right wing people, right? They like the fightings and they like the no hold bars, right? I think it's funny how people think that like UFC is for the right. It's for fucking everybody. Right, everybody likes to watch people fight. I think UFC is dumb, but I watch it because they're the dumb ones fighting to entertain me, and I enjoy it. Bud Light, no Bud Light, doesn't matter. That's just fucking money. That's what that is. It's money. So if Bud Light approaches us, Ted, is Bud Light gonna call us?
No.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
Don't hold your breath.
If Bud Light does call us, though, Ted, take the money. Take all the fucking money.
Oh, I'll take their money.
And
all of it.
But no. You know what? Don't take the monies. So she fucking finds out, she's gonna wanna fucking take the monies. Fuck, I said it out loud. Anyway, so then Bud Light is now with UFC, and now we got the crowd is all upset because Donald Trump is a big fan of UFC, and Dana White's kind of a big time right wing guy, and they're like, oh, you're going against us when you take Bud Light, because Bud Light has the transgender fella that drinks the Bud Light. I always think that's funny, right? This doesn't matter. Transgenders can't drink Bud Light? Huh? Gay people can't enjoy a beer? I don't fucking get that. I can't fucking like beer. Why are people so scared of gay people and transgenders? I don't get that either. You know, a very small percentage of this world is a transgender. Very small. But people are so scared. I don't understand that either. Why are you so scared about the trans and the genders? Somebody tell me that shit right now. Fuck it. Whatever. We have a caller today?
Not today. A caller?
Oh, we have a guest.
Yes,
oh, okay. We have a guest.
Today, yes.
Well, who's our guest?
Ah,
that's interesting. Okay, I guess we'll talk to the guest. All right, let's bring him in. Bring the guest in. Let's get this show on the road.
Hi there.
All right, listen here. Hi. Your name is
Ray Levine. Ray Levine.
You. You wrote a book. The book is called "How to Escape Crypto Madness."
Yep, that's the book.
Yep. Now, cryptocurrency. First of all, let's talk about cryptocurrency. Yeah, that's what you're here for, right? Cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Okay, good. Now. Cryptocurrency is fake. It's bullshit, right? That's the idea. It's just a bunch of nonsense.
I mean, it depends how you look at it, really. I mean, it's digital money currency that you transfer your actual money to.
Okay, stop right there.
What
you're trying to tell me is that it's fake, but it's not fake.
I mean, it's not fake.
So what you're trying to tell me is you put your money in some type of digital account.
Correct.
And then you convert it to digital money.
That is right.
And then it's there, mm-hmm. but it can lose and gain value, right? Pretty much.
Yes. Yep. In essence,
how does it gain value? Please explain.
So the way it gains value is people that put their money
fuck
in.
Fuck off.
It. Excuse me?
I said fuck off.
Oh.
Because it doesn't. It cannot make. It doesn't have value.
No,
it
can't. It can make more. Let me.
How does it? Okay. Where's the value?
So people that buy more money.
Fuck off.
Excuse me. What?
Sorry about that. Every time you open your mouth, I want to tell you to fuck off.
Okay, so then you...
Yeah.
You take the money...
What
right?
is your book about? Tell me what your book is about.
It's about how you should be aware of cryptocurrency people, but how you can make millions of dollars in cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay. You know what? This is what I think your book is about. Uh-huh. That's what I think. Because okay. I haven't read the book. Okay. I've never met you. Okay. You're a new guy to me.
No, I know.
Ted said you're coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Here you are, and you want to talk about crypto.
Yeah.
And I'm good for it. I talk about everything.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that sounds good. Uh-huh.
Is what I think your book is about. Okay.
Yeah, tell me.
Now, don't get offended by this.
Yeah, I know you haven't read it, but go ahead.
Your book is your book is about the bullshit. That's number one.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
Your book is full of bullshit. That's number two.
I mean, it's
and cryptocurrency is bullshit. Therefore, you're bullshit. Your book's bullshit. You're like my ex-wife. She's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Your ex-wife? Huh? What does that mean? Your ex-wife?
You want to know about my ex-wife?
No, I don't. I don't want to know about your ex-wife.
I'll tell you what, though. My ex-wife's that person. She would buy cryptocurrency from me.
Yeah, okay.
Do you sell cryptocurrency?
I don't sell cryptocurrency.
No, I don't. Who do I buy it from?
You get it online off the internet primarily.
Buy it off the internet. It's fucking Amazon. Oh. Amazon sells cryptocurrency?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
What the fuck that means? Ain't about the internet.
You can get it off applications.
Oh, okay. So I can use buy it just like through an application.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Through application.
Okay. I mean, it's just I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't trust it.
It's not for everyone.
It's fake. It's not real. It's not fake.
Well, you know, fiat money. Fiat money's not real either.
Fiat. I was gonna say people like you that say fiat money. Fiat money. Fuck off.
Wait, excuse me.
Yeah, fuck right off.
You know, I don't appreciate your language and how rude you are to me.
I don't appreciate you either.
I mean,
you came over here
I've done nothing.
I was
wrong.
Trying to be nice to you, but in reality, fuck off.
I don't.
I
don't deserve any of this. I'm your guest.
I don't deserve this either. Hey, Ted, do me a favor. Ted has got to fuck off. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here.
I didn't.
Take your book. Shut up your ass.
What? Yep. What is going on here?
Thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Anyway. Hey, Ted, next time you get a guest, get a good guest. Get a guest want to talk about baseball or some shit, you know? Maybe about classic rock. Maybe Vanilli. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't want to talk about fucking cryptocurrency. You might as well bring somebody on there and talk about religion. Just a bunch of fake, made up, funny baloney. You know what I'm saying? That probably would have been better anyway. You know, we are going to talk about religion. Not today. But we are coming up. We have a special thing about it, and it's going to be good. But it's not right now. Not in the news. We're talking about news. That's what we're sticking to. We're sticking to news. Okay. El Nino is coming. El Nino is coming. Some people probably listening right now that don't understand English probably think I'm talking about a Mexican cousin of theirs. But no, it is going to be the rain, the storm. It's going to be bad. You're not going to like it. It's going to be devastating. At least that's what they tell us. But it never really is. But it's coming. So be ready. Be ready. Also, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. It's this week. And I want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. Is it this week, Ted? Am I getting my weeks confused?
It's this week.
Yeah, okay, good.
It's this week.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Eat your turkey. Eat your stuffings. Gobble, gobble. My last time I had Thanksgiving with my family, probably like 6 years ago. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. The kids were fine, you know. The kids were good. There was still, 6 years ago, my kids, one was 11, one was 10. And stupid ex-wife was there. Stupid bitch. And we got divorced a year later. I like Thanksgiving. It's good. It's fun. It's good times. Watch football. Relax. Have a good time. Usually fall asleep. You know? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Anyway, that's the news for the week. Thank you for tuning in to Taco Tuesday's news with Greg and my guy Ted. He's the producer. Ted, you got anything else? Are we good?
Nothing else. You good?
We're good? All right, good. Let me tell you what, Ted. I think I need to take a shit.
Again?
Yeah. I know, but I don't know what it is. I did buy cigarettes this time, though, so you don't have to about that. I'm going to smoke a cigarette on the fucking toilet.
Enjoy.
Anyway, we're good? We're good. Right.
Yeah, we're all done.
All right. Well, let me go. Oh, man. I'll see you next time, Ted. All right. Fucking stupid bitch wife. I tell you, stupid bitch wife. Hope she fucking has the worst Thanksgiving ever. Ever! Anyway, whatever.